This week, federal agents arrested more than a dozen people in the Detroit area in a $14 million Medicare fraud scheme that focused on home health care. The investigation was launched by a federal strike force that's trying to crack down on Medicare and Medicaid fraud. Tim Menke is on that strike force. He's the Deputy Inspector General for Investigations at the Department of Health and Human Services. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Good to be here.
What are some of the alleged crimes?
Well, it's a crime that is very common, and that is setting up a phony billing system with a home health agency. And what will happen is a beneficiary may be approached, and unfortunately, now it seems like in economically depressed areas, because they tend to be an easier target for these recruiters. The beneficiary will be offered several hundred dollars for all of their Medicare or Medicaid information. The recruiter will then compile a list. And then that recruiter will get paid roughly $300 to $400. The crook at the top, who set up the phony company, then takes that list and starts billing Medicare, because on the surface it appears the crook got a legitimate provider's license and a provider number.
Potentially, how big is Medicare and Medicaid fraud in this country?
Roughly $60 billion a year, and We recover about $4 billion a year with a B, the Office of Inspector General. But it's just the tip of the iceberg. And we see many different patterns across the United States, and we're using data analysis to hone in on this criminal activity and bring these people to justice.
I understand that organized crime and even street gangs have gotten into the act.
Absolutely.
Because it's so lucrative?
Absolutely. It's lucrative and it's safe for them. Why rob a bank and risk getting shot when you can click a mouse and bill Medicare and Medicaid, basically lie on some forms and make millions of dollars doing so?
So if Tony Soprano were real, he conceivably could be clicking a mouse to steal money.
Conceivably, but the way we look at organized crime isn't any particular group or category. We've seen multiple different cultures engaging in organized criminal activity. We see Armenians, Cubans, Nigerians, Russians, Ukrainians, you name it, across the board. They're using very similar methods. And what's disturbing now is we're seeing a viral nature of healthcare fraud going across the United States, where some of these groups are actually merging.
You know, the litany of getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse has been going on for a generation or more. I'm going to risk asking you if you think some of the projections that have been made about how much money could be saved and maybe poured into a healthcare overhaul plan are realistic.
Well, first of all, I am non-political. So the bottom line is I can tell you what we recovered. Last year we recovered $4 billion, but I feel that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's kind of hard defining how much fraud is actually out there. And it's almost like how many stars are in the sky? Mm-hmm. Billions. And those are the ones we can see.
What are the kind of stories you tell when you go home or talk to friends about some of the more outrageous things you've discovered?
The sheer level of fraud that we're seeing, the audacity, the violence. I think we're a little concerned because of some of the things we're finding on search warrants. Historically, we've taken boxes of paper in a typical fraud investigation. Now, because of the organized crime and street gang influence, we're taking machine guns, automatic weapons, out of facilities that are engaging in healthcare fraud. That's a little disturbing for me. I have roughly 500 special agents assigned to work this healthcare fraud, and it puts a whole new spin on things. It's not the traditional white-collar fraud that we were working 5 years ago. It's getting edgier and more dangerous.
Tim Menke, Deputy Inspector General for Investigations at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.